Scorpions Audio. Hey, what's up, everybody? It is, I'm losing my fucking mind. It's 1:30, Tuesday, July 16th. And here's a real big shocker. I'm still having back pain. Like, it's just as bad as day one now. I honestly don't know what to do at this point. If anybody has ideas, recommendations, please hit me up at nodocspodcast@gmail.com. Leave a comment on the Instagram. I'm sitting here with ice on my back, and it just hurts to sit. It hurts to sit. It hurts to lay down. And now it's just everywhere. Because I sit in weird positions like I am right now to compensate for the pain and alleviate my lower back pain, I now have extreme pain in the muscles in the middle of my back, like the two big back muscles that flank your spine. They're now like really sore. Like if I push on them, they just hurt like incredibly. And it's weird because there was like 4 or 5 days this past week weekend where I really thought I'd turned the corner and everything was good. And not 100%, but a lot better. And Sunday, I woke up. I had like a free day. I woke up Sunday and I was like, I'm just going to put some ice on my back again, lay on the couch. I'll play some video games. And so I busted out the Xbox. I had like a barbecue to go to later in the afternoon. So this was just like a morning thing. I was like, I'm just going to play video games for a couple hours and just zone out. So I laid on the couch and I was laying in a weird position and I was like kind of propping up my back, but like from halfway up, like from the waist down, I was flat. And then I was like, kind of had like halfway up my back, I was propped up on pillows and a blanket. And it just kind of the prop just kind of increased as it went up. So like my head was really propped up straight. And then it kind of just gradually curved down. I can't explain it, but whatever I did, and I was holding a controller. And so to have my hands together in front of me, my shoulders were kind of like pushed forward. If that makes sense, like imagine you're pushing your shoulders forward, like you were going to try and like touch your chin with them or make them meet in front of you. And I played with a friend online for about 2 or 3 hours without moving. And I felt no pain. I felt fine laying there. And then I was like, well, I got to go, man. I'm going to go. Got to go to this barbecue. I'll catch you later. Signed off. As soon as I sat up, I had excruciating pain. This was a new one right between my shoulder blades. Like right between my shoulder blades. And it was affecting my neck. Like to turn my head to the left or to the right was just like a knife right between my shoulder blades. More on the left, but a little bit on the right too. And I was like, oh man, my muscles just atrophied while I was playing video games. This'll go away. And it didn't go away. Yesterday, Monday, I woke up and I was like, this is still just as bad. Like everything hurts now. Now my whole back from my neck down to my fucking waist is just an incredible pain. Ugh. It's so horrible. So I went to my chiropractor today. She had me lay down on the table. And by the way, after that happened, I was sitting fucking weird to alleviate the upper back pain. And it just caused my lower back to spasm again. So now, like, the whole thing with my lower back is just as bad as it was, like, at the very beginning. So I went into my chiropractor today. She did ultrasound on my lower back, where my sacrum is. And then I was like, yeah, that all hurts again. I go, in the middle. I go, but the real reason I came in was because of right between the shoulder blades. And she was like feeling around, and like literally she has me lay on my stomach, and as she's pushing on it, I can hear everything between my shoulder blades. I can hear and feel them cracking, like sounds like they're popping, like just loud, like. She's like, oh yeah. She's like, you tweaked your ribs. It's like my rib. I didn't realize my ribs were up this high. Ribs are fucking weird. I think we have our title. I'm also having crazy fucking allergies. Like off the chart. I took a Zyrtec yesterday. It really helped. Today I took one. It's helping with my sneezing, but like I still haven't bit the bullet and taken that Montelukast stuff. But I have gotten a lot of comments from you guys saying it's great, so I'll start, I guess. But ribs are weird, man. They go from... It's like your ribs are all over. Like, they're in the front, like, halfway down. But she's like, no, they wrap around your back. Like, they come out of your spine and they wrap around your back. She's like, a lot of times when people do what you were doing, like, if they're at the computer... And they're in one position for a long time and then get up and move, their muscles right there between your shoulder blades will seize up and tighten and just completely pull your ribs out. Not out, but like out of alignment. And she literally just went in with her thumbs and just crack, crack. And so that right now feels... I'd say 65 to 75% better. Like I can turn my head now. And so my upper back is feeling much better. My lower back is still fucked. I've been sitting here with ice on it for like 20 minutes. If I push on like the muscles on the fucking halfway down my back with my fist, it just hurts so bad. Well, Steve, how about you stop pushing on your muscles? It's like that joke. Doctor, it hurts when I do this. Don't do that. This is really what I pictured turning 50 to be like. Like part of me growing up was like, oh yeah, you turn 50 and your body just starts falling apart. You know, my dad, he's always complaining about muscle aches and stuff. And it's just like... Yeah, that's what happens when you turn 50. And as I got older, I was like, no, if you take care of yourself, you're fine. I mean, I hired a trainer in December and started that diet in January and had lost like almost 30 pounds. And then everything got off track with injuries. Like the kidney stone surgery started it, just laying on my couch, depressed that I couldn't go work out. And that depression just made me, you know, emotionally eat. And that just threw me right off the goddamn wagon. And then after that, it was like my mom fell. And so I went and lived with her for almost 3 months. And that depression and stress made me just keep eating shitty. I've gained like half that weight back, if not more. And then this back injury. Like all I've been wanting to do is go to the gym, and I just haven't been able to because of injury after injury after shitty family events. I messaged my friend Mike, who's just had notoriously bad back problems. And he knows like all the best back doctors. So I was like, I need to just go see an actual doctor and maybe get an MRI and stuff. See if it's not like something else. Like, you know, when she pointed out on that replica of the human spine and hips that like, this is where your sacrum is and this is your sacroiliac and this is where it's connected. And I was like, that's exactly where it hurts. She pushed on it with her thumb. I'm like, yep, that's the exact spot. So I do believe that it's probably what it is, but I just want a second opinion because it's been fucking 3 weeks, if not more. And I was hoping to have something else to talk about this week. Nope. Ugh. And it's hotter than hell out. I have to have my AC off and so it's not loud when I record in here. I know there's no way I'm going to make it 45 minutes to an hour today because part of the reason I'm sweating isn't just because of the heat. It's because I'm in so much pain. I've called like 3 different people to do the podcast. Like, hey, can I call you today and let's do the podcast? And then it's just, no, I can't do it. Maybe tomorrow. So we'll see. Then I'm going away for work in a month and like a lot of work for like 4 or 5 months. And I think I mentioned it on the last podcast or the one before. I will probably put this on hold for those few months because I'm really working. Ow. God damn it. I'm really working like constantly those 5 months. That's another thing that has me stressed. Is I'm going to be working so much and I can't afford to have back pain like on this level. I just want like a cortisone shot that'll make this stop. Oh, that would feel, I don't know if that feels, everyone I know who's had like joint issues and stuff. Yeah, I went to the doctor, they gave me a cortisone shot. The shot hurt, but like within a day I had no more pain. I'm at that point now where I'm like, just do it. Do it. I can't deal with this shit. I can't deal with this shit no more. I need something else to talk about other than my goddamn back. Or my mom, which by the way, she freaking fell again last week. This is just like the norm now, I guess. I was all set to go to this movie premiere for Stuber. My friend Kumail's in that movie Stuber. Invited me to the premiere Wednesday, and I was like, yes, can't wait. And then half an hour before, probably about, I'd say, an hour to half an hour before I was supposed to leave to go to this movie, I get a call from my sister, which is never good because we never call each other. We rarely text. So I get a call from her and I'm like, oh my God, this can't be good news. Sure enough, she's freaking out. Mom fell. Steve, mom fell. You got to get out here. Steve, mom fell down again. It's like, fuck. Ugh, getting older is the fucking worst. It is the biggest curse. So I was like, let me talk to mom. You overreact. I'm like, let me talk to mom. So I call my mom. So I'm like on the phone all this time. I miss the premiere, which is fine, you know. My mom's health comes first, but still, I talk to my mom, and she's like, "No, it's fine." She's like, "I got up from the kitchen table to move over to the, you know, the couch or the this bench, padded bench seat we have in the kitchen to watch some TV." And she goes, "My feet just got tangled up on the the area rug, like underneath the area rug, and I just fell. It's an accident that could happen to anybody, no matter what age. You just trip over something. So I was like, are you all right? And she's like, yeah. She's like, you don't need to come out. She's like, just stay there. She's like, traffic's bad right now. And she's like, I'm fine. I'm just a little sore. She's like, nothing's broken or anything. But she had to have somebody help. Like, luckily, this was earlier than 7. It was maybe like 5 or 6. But she said, luckily, the gardeners were there, like, taking care of the yard when she fell, because my sister can't lift her, which I don't understand why. My mom's tiny. She's just very overdramatic, but they had to get the gardener, and both the gardeners came in and helped lift my mom up. That's a scary thing about falling. Like, when you fall when you're in your 20s, 30s, you know, when you're younger, you just get up. Apparently, when you're old and you fall, that's it. You have to have somebody help you get up, which is crazy. I can't wrap my head around that. Like, just wait. So you can't use your arms and, like, you can't push, like, you can't grab onto a table and pull yourself up? It's that bad when you're old? That's terrible. That's just, that really freaks me out. That kind of shit makes me want to, hold on, I gotta adjust myself here. Oh, I'm leaning back in my chair, so now I'm fucking 4 feet away from my mic. This isn't going to handle it. I just got to rest for a second, guys. I can't keep leaning forward. Let's just have 20 minutes of dead air while I sit here and meditate. All right, leaning forward again. Oh, God damn it, this sucks. This fucking sucks. It's just radiating out all over my lower back. Maybe it's like a disc or something. I gotta go see a proper doctor this week. This might be it. Like, I might call this at like 20 minutes because I can't sit here. I can't sit here for another half hour. It's too painful. You guys get a 20-minute podcast this week. And then another 15 minutes for Stitcher Premium or whatever. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to talk about there. Yeah, I think when I go shoot this movie for a few months, I'm going to put everything on hold and come back in January, either with Busy or somebody else, but I got to have a co-host. I can't do this. The solo shit works sometimes, but like I shouldn't have to do it every time. Y'all deserve more than this. Yep, I can't sit here anymore. I literally have to fucking lay down. Or just sit in a better position, which does not allow me to lean forward and talk into a mic. So, guys, I'm going to call this at 20 minutes. If you're a Stitcher Premium person, you know, you'll get 10 or 15 more minutes. But, next week, I promise it'll be better. God, I hope it'll be better. At least I'll have stories about different doctor visits, I hope. All right. Okay, my phone's going off the ringing off the hook now. All right, guys. Hopefully everything's better next week and I have better news, but I can't keep sitting. I have to lay down. Take care of yourselves. Have a good week, good weekend. Work your cores so you don't fuck up your back like I have, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.